From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica advised to get U.S. help to resolve violent crime in return for a shipwreck agreement. The pros and cons of expanding microcredit across the developing world, and the West Indies hours away from trying to salvage some pride in the fifth and final test in Australia. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The governments of Jamaica and the United States will on Monday resume talks on a possible shipwreck agreement. Negotiations between the U.S. and Jamaica broke down last December over the question of permission for the U.S. Coast Guard to board and search vessels in Caribbean waters. Dr. Stephen Vassiani is a senior lecturer in international law at the University of the West Indies at Mona, Jamaica. I asked him what options are open to Jamaica this time round.
Not many. The Jamaican government should insist on trying to link the shipwreck negotiations with wider issues of crime and violence in Jamaica. I mean, we might well be prepared to grant the right of search in the Jamaican territorial waters subject to Jamaican consent on a case-by-case basis. But the question is, well, what do we get in return? And I would expect that the Jamaican government should try to argue for assistance with respect to ships to help search for drugs, assistance with respect to helicopters, assistance with respect to machinery to regulate the flow of guns that come into Jamaica.